Welcome to CERT's podcast series, Security for Business Leaders. The CERT program is part of the Software Engineering Institute, a federally funded research and development center at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find out more about us at CERT.org. Show notes for today's conversation are available at the podcast website. My name is Julia Allen. I'm a senior researcher at CERT, working on security governance and executive outreach. Today, I'm pleased to introduce Sam Merrill, a member of CERT's Survivable Enterprise Management team. Today, we'll be discussing topics to consider when developing an information security metrics program. So welcome, Sam. Glad to have you with us today.
Thank you, Julia.
So I understand that you are specifically investigating security metrics as they relate to the U.S. government's Federal Information Security Management Act, often known as FISMA. Can you tell us a little bit about this work?
Yeah, sure. The Survivable Enterprise Management team is, as you said, a part of the CERT program, and part of our work is to help implement strategies for managing security improvements. And so part of that work involves cooperation with U.S. federal civilian agencies who are all bound to the FISMA regulations. The FISMA itself establishes a framework for improving the management of information security controls. This need to manage and improve controls implies that we need to have a comprehensive measurement program in place. So what we do is we try to work with organizations, not only, as I said, to improve their management, but also to develop metrics and measurements to allow them to make better management decisions.
So obviously FISMA establishes regulations for federal government agencies, and as
correct.
You said, from these regulations and requirements come controls, and am I correct in saying that the only way you really know if you've been successful in putting a control in place is to have some way to track, measure, and report on it?
Yeah, normally people bring out the adage, you know, what gets measured gets managed, or what gets measured gets done, something along those lines. That's the conventional wisdom, I guess.
Sure, because if you aren't watching what's going on, you really don't have any idea if what you've put in place is really effective, right?
Right, or whether or not you can make any improvements.
So let's take that a step further. In your experience, how do metrics contribute to building and sustaining an information security program?
Well, they serve as the foundation for feeding management decisions, whether about resource allocation, budget, and time, or personnel, or by implementing different controls or better controls. A measurements program or a metrics program will allow an organization to understand how it's meeting its security objectives.
Yeah, we in our governance work, we talk about this issue of decision making, and from what you've said, you know, metrics as a basis for well-informed decisions. That's really the tough part about security. There's so many things that need to be done. And is it correct that metrics can really help you get a handle on what the most important things are to do?
They can. They can provide a way for an organization to understand how it's meeting strategic goals and objectives, things that have been explicitly stated within organizational plans, such as strategic planning or even some tactical documents, to let you know how well you're accomplishing the goals that you decided were important to the organization.
So how would I know a good metric if I saw one in contrast to a bad one? What are some of the characteristics of the metrics that you recommend?
Well, actually, there's a book by Andrew Jeckwith who has a lot of advice on this. It's called Security Metrics. And he says basically a good metric is something that's consistently measured without any subjective criteria, something that's easily gathered, that's expressed as a number or a percentage, and expressed at least using one unit of measure, such as hours or dollars, and is very relevant to the stakeholders or the people that will be consuming the metrics information. Bad measurements come from, I guess you could say, unstable programs or things that aren't measured reliably at every time. What NIST recommends is an entire metrics program that outlines explicitly how you're going to go about collecting information, what information you're going to be collecting, how it's relevant to the stakeholders, how you're going to be analyzing it, and how you're going to be reporting it.
I know that NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, has a key role in defining guidelines to help U.S. federal agencies comply with the FISMA regulation. What are some examples of effective security metrics that NIST has defined to help meet those compliance requirements?
Well, NIST has issued a number of documents now to guide agencies on how to implement and manage security metrics programs. However, only one is part of NIST official publications. The other two are right now in draft. Special publication 855 is the one that's currently available, and that's information security metrics development. And that shows an organization how to go about establishing their metrics program, involving stakeholders, and evolving your metrics program to understand where you are as far as in maturity, almost a maturity level, to understand how to gauge your implementation of information security controls and then manage improvement of those controls over time.
Okay, and you mentioned that there are two others in draft?
There are. 880 was one that came out, I think it was about a year ago or so, and actually the folks in NIST have asked that I tell people that although it's in draft, it's not actually going to be released at any time because that's been superseded by a revision of the original 855. What NIST has done over the last number of years is they themselves have evolved from what started out to be a very system-level approach, looking at the box itself to manage information technology, and they expanded that to an enterprise approach, sort of along the lines of what we do here at CERT, taking a look at the macro level or the organizational management of information security, realizing that the information extends beyond the computer itself that it might reside on.
So you're saying that in some of their guidelines, they've really moved from more of a computer or network or IT orientation to more of an information and enterprise orientation.
Exactly. Their philosophy is expanding beyond the technology of the system and into the enterprise use of the system, or the actual information is probably the better way to put it.
Oh, that's a good point. So, Sam, what do, again, in your experience and in your work with your clients and customers, what do you find are some of the difficulties that organizations have in developing and managing a security metrics program? Why is this so hard?
Well, first, as I said, a good metrics program has to be rooted in stable, repeatable processes, and that's probably one of the biggest obstacles. It's very important for organizations to have policies and procedures that they know where to measure reliable points over time. So if you need to identify your data source and know that it's going to be there the next time you need it. That's probably the biggest obstacle. Is a lot of times processes are ad hoc. They can't be repeated very successfully. So organizations struggle whenever they need to actually measure or at least re-identify what points they need to measure. Also, organizations tend to struggle with involving all relevant stakeholders. A lot of times people will identify at the wrong level in the organization what should be measured, and then try to feed that information either up or downstream, and only to discover after putting in a lot of work and trying to measure these processes that they're not the information generated isn't very relevant to the consumers. So those are two very, common barriers that organizations will face.
Yeah, I would, based on my reading and research, it just seems sometimes it's hard to figure out what to measure that is meaningful, going
Absolutely.
Back to your comments about decision-making, what really helps inform the decision-making process, right?
Right. Like I said, the NIST approach is a useful one if you start by looking at the strategic drivers of the organization and then break that down into understanding what are those, what we call the critical success factors that allow those to happen. Try to dissolve the strategic statements into very tactical, daily operations, which then you can see what's important to the organization and derive your measurements or your metrics needs from that point.
So if you were going to help a customer get started, what would you encourage them to do, say, first, second, third, in putting their metrics program in place?
First, take a look at their processes. Make sure that they have repeatable processes, that they understand what their strategic goals are and understand what's important to them. Then, second, make sure they understand their security objectives so they can really make those sound management decisions, understanding what's important and critical for the organization to measure, and then involve all stakeholders in the creation of metrics requirements so they understand and have a very deep knowledge of who should be consuming what information.
Have you seen any instances of, you know, thinking back to this difficulty with decision making and coming up with the right metrics, have you seen any instances where organizations have taken their security metrics or their desire to have security metrics and tied those into other measurement processes in the organization, say, going back to Andrew Jackwith's work, going back to balanced scorecard or quad charts or heat graphs or other ways of taking the security state and actually reflecting it within the broader context of other enterprise measurement approaches?
Well, I think organizations generally face sort of a challenge. You know, this approach of trying to generate your own metrics means that whatever organizations A elects as their own performance metrics will be different than whatever organizations B is. So whenever you come to well-known tools such as dashboards and things like that, there's a challenge because you know, a lot of the vendors and the people who create these dashboards want to create metrics that will work across organizations. And so these tools that gather this information don't necessarily have the broad applicability across organizations to be able to be applied whenever we're saying build your own metric, you know, generate your own information. You don't really have that roll-up capability, or at least I haven't seen it.
Okay, so it's kind of one of those things maybe take a look at, but buyer beware.
Exactly. Just be informed, I should, maybe a better way to put it.
Well, Sam, this has been really helpful to kind of get the stage started on talking about security metrics, and we'll certainly link to your Federal Information Assurance Conference presentation in our show notes, which has a lot more detail. Is there anything else in closing that you'd like to pass along to our listeners?
Well, there's some great resources out there. There are a couple of public websites that are available. Actually, our own CMMI has some very practical guidance within the measurements and analysis process area on how to get started on a sneakerware type level. You can actually take action on it. We've seen a couple commercial enterprises out there. Elizabeth Nichols has done some really interesting work in this area. The NIST guidance itself has some really great information. Good luck.
Well, thanks a lot, and appreciate your time.
Excellent. Thank you.